Yes, this
Love
is
Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm your host today. My name is Monica Boyce Patrick, and I'm sitting in for the political prisoner, the revolutionary figure, Reverend Edward Pinckney. I don't know if you got the message, but we just recently heard that Reverend Pinckney will be calling in any minute now to give us an update as to what is happening with his case. We know that there's a new date. We know that the time is the same, but we need people to get the word out that we've got to pack the court in Barham County on the 27th at 1 p.m. and make sure that Reverend Pinckney, our leader, our friend, really has the support that he needs in that courtroom, that we send a message to the judge that he is not walking this journey alone, that we are advocating for him and doing all that we can to make sure that he is supported and that he definitely feels a part of this work. I think we may have Reverend Pinckney on the line. Reverend Pinckney, are you there? Pinckney, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, all right. I'm just calling you from Marquette Branch Prison. Probably about 12, 15 hours from my house. Just amazing, I tell you. But I'm excited, though. I'm excited about Friday. I know that we have to be there because we got to deal with that criminal enterprise. And we're talking about a criminal enterprise. And also we got to deal with that lynch mob, which was the jury itself. They were strictly, that was what you call a lynch mob, a professional lynch mob. And they came in, and I'm sitting here and have to eat this food, which is the worst thing that anyone can ever do. It's not bad being here, but it's bad that you have to eat that food. But I do have a plan that we have to show these people what we're capable of doing, to let them know that we're here to fight, and we're going to fight this thing until the end. And until they get that through their head, it's going to continue doing the same thing. And like I said, Barham County Courthouse is strictly a criminal enterprise and is ran by criminals themselves. But the point is, nobody ever takes the time out and tell them about themselves. Until we start telling them about themselves, it's going to continue being the same way, and everybody will have to go through the same thing. There's not a reason in this world why I should be sitting in prison today. You see, but unfortunately, it's so many people that's in prison today and going through the same thing that I'm going through simply because of this criminal enterprise. So until we get this criminal enterprise together and do the things that we need to do, things are going to continue just this way. And remember this, the judge kept referring to this jury. It was the jury decision. That jury was a lynch mob. That's all it was. It was strictly a lynch mob. And that's what they was doing today, and that's what they continue to do until somebody stop them. But my goal is to stop them, and I will continue to fight this battle until we get justice in Benton Harbor and around the country, because it's more important that we get justice than anything else. And this is what we don't get. So I want you to tell all the listeners that it's important that we stand together, fight together, and learn to fight back. Until we learn to fight back, we're going to continue in the same compromising position that we're in today.
Well, Reverend Pinckney, can you speak a little bit to what we will be hearing in the courtroom on the 27th, what that procedure is going to look like?
Absolutely. One of the main issues was that they had absolutely no evidence to convict me. When I say absolutely no evidence, I'm telling you exactly that, because the jury itself comprised of people who was motivated by something other than the truth. They only had one thing in mind, that was to lynch me. And that's what they attempted to do, lynch me, and keep me confined here in the prison system for as long as possible. But people have to take a stand against this thing, because, first of all, we're going to be dealing with insufficient evidence, and we're asking for a direct verdict. And number two, which is even more important, that there was no such charge as a felony forgery on the recall petition. And that's when the Hall case come into play. And the Court of Appeal have already ruled on that, telling them that there was no such charge already in the Hall case. So we were going to be hearing that, which the ACLU have filed an amicus brief of that already. Also, we're going to be hearing about the sentence itself was, matter of fact, the sentence itself was wrongly done and everything. And then before we're going to be applying for an appeal bond, if nothing else. The last resort would be the appeal bond, which is so important because I don't see how they can deny it. But remember, we're in Barron County where they operate a criminal enterprise. They might do anything. But the truth of the matter is we must get the word out about this criminal enterprise because it's there, whether we like it or not. It is there, so we have to fight them. People like Michael Seppi, he's a born devil. This is what they do over there. You got Paul Bailey, who also practices. He's a sheriff over there. They practice this stuff, and they've been doing it to people for so long, they think that's the way it's supposed to be done. So we have to make sure that we're doing the things that need to be done to make sure that all the listeners hear and understand that we're fighting for justice, not just for Reverend Pinckney, but justice for all, everybody. Everybody deserves a fair shot, and until we stand up and fight for them, because most people will not fight, that's why we have to fight. So yes.
Reverend Pinckney.
So I think that might be enough to hold you Friday the 27th at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir. And could you just speak very quickly? I know you've got to get off the line, but can you speak very quickly to what you need us to be doing to support you, to help you win this fight?
Absolutely. I want people to show up and show out. I want people to be there in full force to show them who we are because they always believe that the people, you know, everybody is afraid of government. You know, they put that fear factor in people that if so-and-so is out, this is going to happen and things like that. But we have to show them that, you know, we're not intimidated by them. See, they expect everybody to be afraid of them and intimidated by their actions. See, I'm in prison today, but I'm not intimidated by them, by me, I'm putting it here. As a matter of fact, I care less about this. If we're going to get justice for everybody, I'm willing to eat this food here. And so that's important for everybody to understand that we have to fight together, stand together, do what to do. We have to say enough is enough. If we don't say enough is enough, they're going to crush us. That's what they do. So we have to make sure that they understand that there are some people in this world who are willing to stand up and fight back. And that's what I do. I fight back. I'll stand up for what's right. I'll do the things that need to be done because somebody got to do it. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to show people that we can do this. We can win this battle. We don't care what they put up there. We know who they are. They're really nothing but a bunch of cowards who exploit people, who are willing to let them exploit them. And that's why we're in this position today. But I tell you one thing, Monica, my goal is to stand up and fight back until I can't fight anymore. That's my goal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I know that you, we definitely refer to you as a political prisoner. We see that all the actions that you're taking are self-sacrificing. We know that Mother Dorothy is waging a valiant organizing effort there in Benton Harbor as well with your colleagues from all across the nation and around the world. I know that there are conference calls going on. I know that people are networking. And so I know that your reach and your influence is far and it's extremely wide in terms of the people that love and revere you. So we look for a continuous feedback in terms of what we need to be doing. I know that people are going to be mobilizing, and I know that's the charge we want to put out today is we need people calling people, carpooling, get in a bus, a van, a car, and get to Benton Harbor on the 27th. Be there in that courtroom by 12:30 because the proceedings are going to start promptly at 1. But we want to make sure that our leader, our friend, our revolutionary leader, the Reverend Edward Pinckney, feels our support on the 27th.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been receiving mail from all around the world. People have from China, you know, it's from Japan. Everybody have heard of this situation, and everybody want to know what they can do to stop it. And they say they was going to the embassies, all the different embassies in all the different countries, and say, hey, the land of the free and the home of the brave, you know, and let everybody know that this country is basically nothing but a bunch of liars. That's what they are. They're a bunch of liars, and I tell you, this prison is full of people who don't deserve to be here. But unfortunately, they have to be here because they say so. So, but I'm planning on putting on and dealing with this prison system. As soon as I get out of this prison system, we're gonna put on a whole new network of fight. Because somebody got to stand up to these people. Because if you don't stand up to them, it's gonna continue just like this. And believe me, nobody would believe this food here. Matter of fact, they served some mashed potatoes here that had rocks in it. Rocks. Listen to me. Real rocks inside the mashed potatoes. Who would believe that?
Wow.
And rotten peels inside the thing. And it was so cold here that, you know, you have to sleep with in your coat and stuff like that. See, this is how, you know, the government runs this prison system. And it's going to continue this way until we make a move and stop them. See, because they think, most people say it's okay, because the first thing they say, if you let people out of prison, they're going to go and kill your wife and children. And that scares most people. And that's why it happens this way. That's why we must take a stand and say no more. And somebody got to stop these people before it's too late, because this is basically a concentration camp. That's what it is, a concentration camp. That's what it is. And, it's just amazing. But here, I'm building the army. I'm building an army of people, and there's more white people here than black. And the white people, they understand that there's a major problem here. When I tell them that I was convicted by an all-white jury, they said, no way. I said, well, it wasn't really an all-white jury. It was a lynch mob. But they are really, really supporting me. They are behind me here. And I'm so excited to see people willing to take a stand and willing to do things and stand up for what's right. It doesn't make a difference whether you're black, white, Mexican, Puerto Rican, red, yellow. It don't make a difference. We can all stand together and fight. And we can
win. Yes, sir.
Because if we don't stand together, they're going to crush us. That's what they're going to do. So we have to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do to make sure that we get this job done, make sure people understand how serious this matter is, and get out here and do the things that need to be done. And I want people to be here Friday at 1 o'clock. Be there, Judge Sherrod courtroom. I want you to bring your children, bring your mother. If she's in a wheelchair, bring her, bring everybody. Because the more people we have, the better we'll represent. And we got to show this prosecutor, Michael Sepik, who he is, because he's about this. I won't even get into details about that, but if there is a devil, it's probably him, you know. And I know there is a devil, and that's why it's so important that we stand up and fight this thing. So I got about another 30 seconds. If you want to ask me another question, you're welcome to. I'm more than happy to reply.
Yes, sir. Just want to know, in terms of a defense fund, if there's a special way we need to direct resources to this effort.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Yes, you can go to my website. That's bhbanco.org, bhbanco.org. Or those out there who want to mail a check to Banco, just make it out to Banco, 1940 Union Avenue, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. Go to bhbanco.org and read the information on there, because the information itself is very, very, very important. So we can win this war, we can win this fight, but we must fight together. We must stop that criminal enterprise in Barron County, because that's basically what it is. It's racketeering, it's everything else. They're the biggest criminals that exist, but the point is we have nobody who's going to arrest them. That's the problem, because there have been more crimes committed by them than anybody else, but the point is you can't arrest them because they're law enforcement. So we have to get out here and do what we need to do. People have to stand up and fight and stand up for what's right. And we can do this and stop these lynch mobs, these juries, these all.
Thank you for using Global Tellink.
Well, definitely you heard it here on Pinkney to Pinkney, the revolutionary figure himself, political activist, one of the most incredible leaders of our time, none other than Reverend Edward Pinkney. He was calling us from behind prison walls in Marquette, where he is serving time today for just organizing his community, a corrupt and very undemocratic mayor in Benton Harbor. So again, we want people to be encouraged to support Reverend Pinkney He definitely is the reason for this station, for this call. You can go to www.bhbanco.org, bhbanco.org, or you can mail a check or money order to Banco at 1940 Union Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. Again, that's Banco, 1940 Union Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. I would also encourage you to make sure that if you can get to Benton Harbor, to Berrien County, on this Friday at 1 o'clock, we need to pack the courtroom. We also would like for you to go, if you're on Facebook or social media, if you tweet, that you would share with others the link to the Banco website so that people would get the information and be informed about what's really happening with this situation in the dark corners of Michigan, where they are people that have been wrongfully incarcerated, operating within their democratic rights. And so we definitely want to support Reverend Pinckney. But I'm going to go to the phone lines. And when I call out your area code, if you would just begin to speak, the area code I have is 586. Are you just listening or would you like to talk? You're live on the Pinckney to Pinckney show. This is Monica. Area code 586. Would you like to speak?
Have you got me on, Monica?
Yes.
I didn't know if you was calling me because 586 is a pretty standard number for Michigan. But it was nice hearing Reverend Pinckney. I've talked to him about three times now. He's called me. And hopefully the 27th, that they'll get him, he'll be out of there at least on bail or something. So, but everybody needs to chime in right now and support him. That's the least we can do.
Well, I know you've been a long-time supporter of Pinckney, as well as just a strong advocate for what's right. You know, are there any things that you've been a part of over the last couple of months to support him in what's going on with his legal fight?
No, I just try to, you know, send him a few dollars for donations because I brought him out on the Pete Santelis show. We had him on there one day, and Pete's mentioned him two or three times, which he's got a pretty huge audience. So we're getting the word out the best we can. So,
well, I know he really appreciates you, and definitely we appreciate any support to help Reverend Pinckney in his effort for the people. And so I just wanted you to have a chance to chime in on being able to hear him live today from behind prison walls.
Okay, well, thank you, Monica, for taking his radio station and running it for him.
Yes, sir. I'm going to put you on mute and let you continue to listen. I have area code 269, number 925001. Would you like to speak?
Hi, this is Dorothy Pinckney, the wife of Reverend Edward Pinckney. I just wanted to listen in and hear your caller speak.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Dorothy. We just appreciate you and all your leadership and hard work. We know that you're in a very difficult situation, having to be there and know that he's away. But I know that he really values the role that you play in terms of being that family anchor and just keeping all of us connected and communicating on his behalf. So thank you.
Thank you, Monica, for taking on the show.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to put you back on mute. We have a caller out of, it looks like, a Detroit number, area code 313-592-4723. Would you like to speak on the Pinckney to Pinckney show?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, just listening to Reverend Pinckney and the strength that he has, the sacrifices that he's making for myself and all of us. I mean, it really inspired me just hearing him speak. I'm really at a loss for words, because that strength that Reverend Pinckney has comes from the Creator. And when he said that if we don't fight, they will crush us, he is absolutely correct. I'm sitting here, when he said it's so cold, they have to sleep in their coats. I'm sitting here in a warm house. Reverend Pinckney sacrificing his freedom for me. For us, we have to support Reverend Pinckney. Because when we support Reverend Pinckney, we are supporting ourselves.
That's right.
It's just, when he talked about rocks in the food.
Mm.
I mean, who does that?
Right.
Evil does that. And if we say we are for good and we're for righteousness, then we need to stand up and fight it. Fight that evil. A better world is possible, Monica, but we have to do our part.
That's right.
Thank you, Reverend Pinckney. Thank you, Mother Pinckney, for standing. For standing for all the people in Benton Harbor, for standing the people in Flint, in Detroit, and across this country. Thank you. Because it's not many who will. It's just not. So I'm thanking God for Reverend Pinckney right now. And I will be there in the courtroom. And I hope people who are listening will join, will sacrifice that day from work or play or whatever you're doing, and join Reverend Pinckney in the courtroom on next Friday at 1 o'clock. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Val. Really appreciate you calling in. And definitely just want to let folks know that Reverend Pinckney is so valuable in terms of being a model. You know, a lot of times we hear this conversation about, you know, folks declaring themselves revolutionaries and stating that they're community activists. And my question is, what does that really mean? You know, because if you're not willing to make personal sacrifices for the things that you say you believe in, then how can you make that demand of others? And I know when we look across the nation, one of the things that I think has been most powerful has been the leadership that we've seen come out of the young. A couple of years ago, it was the Occupy movement. And then most recently, this past year, it's been the Ferguson movement with our young revolutionaries and leadership there. But when we talk about revolutionary leadership that has been ongoing, has been constant and consistent in season and out of season, Reverend Edward Pinckney embodies that kind of revolutionary stick-to-itiveness. And so Val is perfectly on point. I mean, she said it best, is that we need to be so grateful for the sacrifice, for the personal sacrifice. You know, your body laying on a cold concrete slab in the middle of one of the worst winters in history. The willingness to continue to face these issues and speak truth to power. There's a sacrifice. There's a debt that's paid. And so I definitely agree and echo her sentiments that we are so grateful for what he does all the time and what Mother Pinckney does all the time, whether we see it and know about it or not. And so as I was going back and listening to some older tapes of the show, I was listening to a tape where Reverend Pinckney was talking about the five questionable murders that had occurred in Barron County. One had actually been castrated. Two or three others had been beaten and drowned. Another questionable beating and mutation kind of situation. And so these are the kinds of cases that this man has taken on, that his family and his leadership of this organization have taken on, called Banco. Situations in terms of employment and fairness there. I know that he took on leadership around fighting the emergency manager, which is another piece of why Reverend Pinckney is in jail today, is because people decided at a governmental level that they wanted assets and control and political control of communities of color. And Benton Harbor was one of the first test cases. And I know that he was instrumental in making sure that people were educated on why emergency management was not good for them. Another thing that I know that he's had major leadership on is leadership in terms of voting rights, that we should have equal rights as citizens of the United States of America. And regardless of whether our position is to question the fairness and the equity of that process, you know, either way it goes, as a U.S. citizen, we all should have the right to participate in that process and know that that process is fair and transparent and accountable to the people. Well, Reverend Pinckney led the charge in Benton Harbor as it relates to being able to exercise your political power, being able to recall a political person that is no longer representing the interests of the community. I know that as I looked at some of the writings of people like Fannie Lou Hamer, one of the things that she said was that it always makes her laugh when she reads a phrase with the people, for the people, by the people, that it just cracks her up. I really identify with that because as I look at that phrase, what I'm reminded of, and she said it best, is that it is never this great multitude of people that come along into the struggle. She says that what she says, I say with the handful, for the handful, by the handful, because that's really what happens. And so as you look around and you're looking, where is the leadership? Reverend Pinckney is the embodiment of that leadership. He is got his finger right on the pulse of where our people are. He's definitely connected to the youth movement across this country. He is truly tapped into what is happening with our brothers and sisters that are behind the wall. I know that he is definitely in alignment with workers and workers' rights. And so we're asking you to reach out to all of those communities. If you're a part of organized labor, call that local and ask them to support Reverend Pinckney, either by physically attending court or financially contributing to his defense. If you're part of a church, please know it's to you. And so we're encouraging people to support and advocate from that standpoint. And, you know, one of the other things is that we sometimes as Americans get caught up in nostalgia. And I know that this has been the year of celebrating Selma and what that civil rights moment meant in American history and definitely meant to black folks in general. But I tend to believe that we've got to also pay attention to what's happening in the moment that we're in. And in this moment right now, we have our own Selma going on in Benton Harbor and Flint and Detroit. We have our own Selmas going on in Ferguson and New Jersey and New York and Philadelphia. You know, we've got our own moment right now where we can be that hero and shero that we revere from those moments of days gone by. Sometimes we can keep our heads so twisted toward what was that we can't see what God's trying to give us in terms of what is and what can be. And so to me, that's just another reason why we've got to show up on Friday the 27th. We've got to make our voices heard. We've got to send a message because the judge made this statement when we were in court. He said that it really didn't matter what other people thought or said outside of the West End of Michigan and what the voters of that area wanted, that he didn't care that, you know, you had national figures and international scholars chiming in their support for Reverend Edward Pinckney. And so let's send a message to him that Reverend Pinckney's influence is not only in Western Michigan, but it's in Eastern Michigan, it's in the UP, it's all across the state of Michigan, it's all up and down the East Coast, it's all across America, it's all around this globe, that we are demanding, we are willing to organize, and we're willing to support the liberation of our dear brother and our friend and our leader, Reverend Edward Pinckney. And I just want to thank you for joining us today. You have been live with the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I have been your humble host for today. My name is Monica Lewis Patrick, I am a student of the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I consider him a mentor, a comrade, and a friend. And so we wish you well, Reverend Pinckney. We'll continue to organize for your liberation. And I say to all of you, have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Continue to organize, and we will see our freedom.